Living in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, commentator Ed Cullen experiences a fair share of languid, steamy days. On occasion, the heat frees his mind to wander through long-ago memories and rekindle them.
I'm working in the yard on a hot summer afternoon. Blink the sweat out of my eyes, and there's my long-dead father with a flit gun. My father would ram the flit gun's plunger into a long, skinny metal tube to produce a fine, blue-gray mist of death. Then the mist would slowly drift back onto my father. He'd wave away the little cloud of insecticide with one hand, shake the flit gun with the other, and fire again. Looking at the bites on my baby sister's arms, it was easy to see that my father received more bug spray than the bugs. I blink again. My father has bent over an old Elgin outboard motor that he'd clamped to the rim of a metal garbage can filled with water. There must have been a time when my father clamped the Elgin to the back of a boat, but my memories of the 1.5-horsepower engine and its flaking green paint are confined to the garbage can lagoon. We rarely fished together, but we spent hours with the Elgin under a sycamore tree in the backyard. My father would carefully wind a length of dirty cotton rope around a small notched wheel in the top of the outboard, then heave mightily. Many heaves were necessary to ring the motor to life. The brup brup sound of the gasoline engine's firing was a happy sound if you weren't on the business end of the rope. I can see the look of joy on my father's face when the motor finally caught, and began churning the water in the garbage can. We'd stand looking at the excited Elgin like primitive men tending a shrine. We had posed a question. The gods were answering. Bits of cabbage, coffee grounds, eggshells, and bread swirled in the prop wash. My father could be relied upon to say something like, "Gives the garbage can a good cleaning," like there was a reason for what we were doing. The outboard would run for about a minute, then quit. Or the cotter pin would break, and we'd have to lift the Elgin out of the garbage can to fit a new piece of twisted lead to the propeller shaft. The sound that now disturbs the heavy afternoon air is my neighbor's string tremor. I sink dripping into a chair in the shade. In the heated air that shimmers above the street, I see a man standing beside a racing outboard engine. He's younger than I am and smiling. I know him.
Ed Cullen lives and writes in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.